We're going to check in now on Dallas, Texas. Politics in Dallas, to be specific. The politically conservative city is now in the hands of Democrats, and politicians once on the margins are now shaping the future. That includes this former activist profiled by NPR's Wade Goodwin.
It's 11 a.m. on a bright weekday, and Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price is standing on Lamar Street in South Dallas. Although the gleaming blue glass of downtown shimmers large on the horizon, this place looks like a third world country. Men are stripping copper wire out of air conditioning units on the back of their pickup trucks. A massive salvage yard seems to be the only going concern. Suddenly, a black Nissan Maxima executes a quick U-turn in the street and pulls right up next to John Wiley Price. A young man and woman hop out.
Come on.
Mr. Price, Roman Jefferson.
Yes, sir.
My brother's Omar Jowell. They're having a big deal today.
How you doing, John?
Okay, you all right?
All right, yeah. Sherry Calhoun.
Omar Jefferson and Sherry Calhoun are with a youth group that is taking on South Dallas's gang problem. They have a big event and want Price to come by.
Keep up the good work, baby.
In his pinstripe suit and cornrows, Price looks perfectly comfortable on the streets of South Dallas, although the once young activist is now in his 60s. His campaign slogan is John Wiley Price, Our Man Downtown. It captures perfectly the relationship of the outsider Price and his mostly black and Hispanic constituency to the conservative-dominated, business-controlled body politic of Dallas. Throughout the 1980s and 90s, Price was infamous for organizing street demonstrations if a Dallas news organization or business did or wrote something about black Dallas he didn't like. He was not averse to confrontation and even violence if he felt condescended to by the white community. Those days seem to be behind him now, but he can still exhibit explosive behavior, like this exchange with a white commissioner last year.
I'm not asking you.
Yeah, I know.
You don't know anything.
Well, you know what?
Please tell
me. You tell me what this is.
I'm hurt because I'm hurt. So what? Nothing you come to order.
This court has voted.
Price says he's too old to apologize now for who he is and who he's been, even if he was inclined to, which he's not. When confronted with disrespectful behavior,
I will still revert to my usual self. I spend a lot of time trying to manage me. The most difficult thing I have every day is to manage me.
But not everyone buys Price's angry black man act.
He always acted like a guy, when the cameras were rolling, who was out of control, dangerous, crazy. When those cameras shut off, he was the world's most reasonable let's-make-a-deal guy.
Jim Schutz is a political columnist for the Dallas Observer, the city's alternative newspaper. He's been covering John Wiley Price since Schutz moved to Dallas as a young reporter in 1978.
Dallas was so backward that black people would not meet a white person's eye. White people sometimes used the N-word in gatherings where there were black people present.
Schutz says that over the years, he began to understand that Price's angry public persona had subtleties he didn't originally see.
He was doing, I always felt, this kind of kabuki theater for the community, saying, this is what it looks like to stand up. And look how I can do this stuff and I'm still alive. And they haven't lynched me. And you can do it too.
Price is known to drive Dallas progressives crazy, too. In the 80s, Price learned how to be a county commissioner from the conservative white Republicans who were there. Now Price has a reputation as a fiscal conservative, and while transformation is coming to southern Dallas, the drip, drip of new capital means change is slow in coming. He says he measures himself by his connection to his constituents, regular people.
That whole power thing, you have to be real careful about that. Can you get things done when somebody calls you? Do you answer the phone? Do you answer the phone? Do you get up out of your bed? Do you still do that?
After nearly 30 years as a commissioner, Price insists he's still John Wiley Price, our man downtown, still answering the phone at 1 a.m. and getting out of bed. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.